Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur explained, this is the first principle of a real Vaishnava, simplicity. That means no duplicity. When we have our own agenda, that is material attachment. And then we must act. Thus, simplicity means to speak in a very respectful and straightforward way, and to act accordingly. Renunciation means humility. Essentially, renunciation is about detachment from the false ego. Because that is the seat of all other attachments. We may be learned, we may be very exemplary in our austerities, but if we are proud, and if we are not properly respecting others, then our detachment is simply superficial. Study the lives of the six Goswamis. They only ate what was required. They slept very simple. They had very little possessions. Lord Chaitanya told Raghunath Das Goswami when he asked, what are the principles of one in the renounced order of life? Gramya katana shunibe, gramya varatana kohibe, balana koibe ara balana koribe. Should not speak nonsense. That is renunciation. No gossip. No unnecessary criticism. No unnecessarily just talking about mundane events. No gramya kata. And no inclination to hear those things. Not to speak gossip and not to hear it. And to dress very simple and eat simple. To offer all respect to others. To not expect any in return. To constantly chant the names of Krishna. And in one's mind, to worship Radhan Krishna. These are the principles of renunciation according to Lord Chaitanya. Humility is very important. To offer all respect to others, to expect none in return, is very much the substance of real renunciation. Trinarapi sunichena taror iba sehishnana. Amani namanadena kirtaniya sadahari. Internally, we should cultivate this principle and very much take shelter of hearing and chanting the names and glories of the Lord. Externally, we should be servant of the servant and be very much aware that we are representing our parampara. Improper association with opposite sex, improper behavior, accumulation of wealth or possessions beyond necessary is not proper. And if we actually live with these ideals, then it is the means of achieving or attracting the very, very, very special mercy of Sri Guru and Gauranga. In Srila Prabhupada's mission, which is Lord Chaitanya's mission, another very important aspect of renunciation is to preach. Through book distribution, through preaching, or through assisting or facilitating the preaching in various ways. We are trying to please spiritual master and Krishna. Because ultimately, whatever we do, if it's not pleasing to Guru and Krishna, it's not spiritual. So all of you who are accepting the saffron cloth today, it is not a vow. It is expressing your intent to commit yourself to a life of a very, very exemplary renunciate or brahmachari. And it is a very serious sacrifice. And I am extremely grateful to anyone who's willing to make this sacrifice for the service of Srila Prabhupada and the Vaishnavas. My sincerest prayers are with you. I thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
I knew if I sat up here, I'd be speaking. Om Vigyana Jivananda Sri Aginanjana Salakaya Chaksha Unmanitam Yinatasma Sri Guruve Namaha Mukam Kuroti Vachanam Pangamangaya Te Garim Lakripata Mahamande Sri Gurundina Tarana. I'll say a few words. Much has already been said about the path of renunciation and detachment, but certainly brahmachari life is meant to exemplify a mood of simplicity and detachment. And our method that Srila Prabhupada has given us, certainly according to the Vaishnava tradition of being able to remain detached, is by engaging our senses and our minds in loving devotional service to the Lord. There's one commentary, I think it's in Chaitanya Bhagavat, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta. He quotes, I can't remember the scripture, maybe if someone can help me, but he describes the anomalies of Kali Yuga. And he says that one of the anomalies of Kali Yuga is that in Kali Yuga, brahmacharis will remain brahmacharis simply because household life is too troublesome. Certainly, in quoting this reference, he's bringing to light many of the deplorable symptoms of Kali Yuga. Certainly, this is not the basis for being a brahmachari because household life is too troublesome. One who tries to imitate brahmacharya simply on that platform will certainly not be very successful in the long run in maintaining his vows. Although it's good to hear about the troubles of household life, certainly many householders can reveal very sometimes deep realizations of detachment that have awakened in their hearts as a result of having undergone the trials and tribulations of household life. And that can certainly inspire or motivate us to really avoid household life on one hand, but on the other hand, if we really want to maintain a spirit of detachment, we have to accept that which is positive. Our philosophy is based both upon rejecting that which is not good and accepting that which is good. Two of the principles of surrender is accepting everything favorable to for devotional service, and the other is to reject everything which is unfavorable. Both go hand in hand. Or just as it's stated, smartavyam satatam vishnu vismartavyo najatu chit sarva vidhi nisedasyo etyori vatinkara. Krishna must always be remembered. Krishna must never be forgotten. All the prescribed activities and all the prohibited activities which are given in the Vedas are meant to serve these two principles. So ultimately the goal is to always remember Krishna, but that is the positive. And the prohibited activity, don't forget Krishna. The positive is to always hear about Krishna, to chant about Krishna, to associate with devotees who have a similar attraction for hearing and chanting, develop a taste, a genuine taste, an attraction for Sangha, association with those who actually are renounced. Anybody who has deep friendships from Krishna consciousness, really deep, especially if you develop such a deep taste on that for Krishna consciousness on the basis of that friendship, then what need is there for there to pursue any other relationships in this world? It's just Vishaya Vinivartante Nirahara Sidehina Rasa Vajam Rasopyasa Param Jishtavar Nirvartate. It is certainly the highest taste, and as Lord Krishna states in the Bhagavad Gita, the embodied soul may, he may restrict himself from sense enjoyment even though the taste still remains, but he can cease these engagements by experiencing a higher taste and become fixed in consciousness. So, certainly, to be aware of the troubles of household life is advantageous, but it's not everything. And therefore, I'm very pleased and impressed when I see that, as Dhanadhar Maharaj said here, the culture for brahmachari life is so nicely in place, because you have such a wonderful facility, a network, a protective network amongst yourselves to actually to deepen your relationships with each other, loving relationships, just as it states in the Bhagavatam that one should actually have friendly relationships with this brahmachari, you should have friendly relationships with the spiritual master. Right? Spiritual master, of course, is best friend. Of course, is not too familiar. It's not to suggest familiarity, but just as Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Suridam Savabhutanam, one who knows me to be the friends of all living beings. So Krishna is certainly everyone's friend, in the same way the spiritual master is everyone's friend. And certainly association with God brothers, they are also our friends. Friendly relationship means that we're thinking of each other's best interest. Friendly relations means that there's loving exchanges. The dati patagunati guyam makyati pichtati bhunte bojayate chava sad vidha, what is it? Priti lakshanam, yes. Priti lakshanam, most important. Priti, that be affection. There's the qualities, the lakshanam, the qualities, there'll be affectionate relationships. So, therefore, for the devotees who want to avoid household life, therefore you have such a wonderful facility to avoid it and to develop deep affectionate relationships with each other. And of course Lord Chaitanya's movement does not restrict us from not having affectionate relationships with householders as well. In fact, Srila Prabhupada in his commentary to Gaurangira Duti Pada, he's quoting Narottam Das Thakur, saying that whether you are a brahmachari, grihastha, vanaprastha, sannyasi, it is not so important. But if you're taking part in Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement, I want your association. That is the criteria. So certainly we can also have friendly relationships with householders too, as we see here such ideal exemplary householders who are very much integral parts of Lord Chaitanya Sankirtan movement. Who are making great sacrifices and also have taste for hearing and chanting about Krishna. But if we can avoid certainly that is a safer position. That is why undergo all these difficulties, tribulations, and anxieties and stress of household life. If one can avoid it, then certainly it is superior. So I'm very pleased to see. It's very inspiring to come here and to see this culture of giving all of you the facility to not only avoid household life, but to deepen your attraction for Krishna consciousness. Nice programs for shastra, studying of the shastras. Everybody's attending the programs, enthusiastic kirtans. It's all here. You don't need anything else. So simple. I remember when I was going out, my years in book distribution, and I always used to just meditate on the simplicity. Every brahmachari who went out on book distribution, you couldn't keep anything more than a back to Godhead box for your possessions. That was it. Right? We didn't, no suitcases, nothing, you know, like nothing. Everybody had one BTG box because that's all that we could fit in the van because the van was just filled with books. Right? Chanakartha Prabhu was like that. I remember also when we used to load up our vans for and books and go out to distribute, we would load up the vans in such a way that if we wanted to sleep that night, the first night, we had to distribute enough books so that we could sleep in the van. It was always the standard policy. If you wanted to sleep that night, you had to distribute enough books that day so that there would be enough room in the van to sleep. And that's very, very little space. Everything was just like, that's it, that's what you've got. One BTG box, nothing more. So simple. And I would always just, I mean, of course, those years, I oftentimes think what happened, my renunciation somehow slipped by me. I've moved up to a suitcase now. I took sannyas and moved up to a suitcase. It was so much simpler as a brahmachari. But certainly the simplicity of brahmachari life and being so fully dependent, that was also the nectar part. You know, you're never thinking like, you would never think that, you know, that you would never thought, we would never consider to spend one paisa, or 1 cent, of course, without getting permission. You know, it's like, this is Krishna's Lakshmi. You know, it was, just to get the very, very basic necessities, that was approved, pre-approved, basic necessities, right? But anything beyond basic necessities, like, no way. You were just completely dependent. And it was so nice. Because the result was there's no anxiety. The only time you got in anxiety is when you started thinking, I want to enjoy. And then you should be in anxiety if you're thinking that way. But otherwise, if you just wanted to be satisfied with the simplicity of brahmachari life, all facility was there. Because it was just, everything was there, whatever you needed. For a spiritual life, it was there. You didn't have to make extraneous effort. Just give yourself completely for preaching, for studying Srila Prabhupada's books, for associating with devotees. And it's such a perfect life. Perfection. So, you're very fortunate, although maybe not all of you are not going out and distributing books like we did in the 70s, loading up the van. Some of you are going, but you still have the perfect lifestyle. The perfect lifestyle. You've got your little cupboards, right, where you put your things. You don't have any niche or places where you can go for everybody stays together. Maharaj has created the perfect environment. You're so fortunate. And so many devotees who've had that experience and gave it up for something else, they always come back and say, you're so fortunate. Right? You are so fortunate. So remain fortunate. and appreciate, just simply appreciate the simple life of Krishna consciousness. And Prabhupada has given his assurance. There's one life, dedicated. Right? We'll go back home, back to Godhead. So, thank you very much for showing this nice example and giving me this opportunity to be with you. And certainly my prayers and best wishes go to those devotees who are making such a serious step today in really making them firm commitment for brahmachari life. Hare Krishna.
So, according to the tradition, His Holiness Radhanath Maharaj requesting all the saffron brahmacharis to come on this side and then give their blessings to this cloth like we do every time, and then the temple president